QRH. You can take a look at our boom, see if it's stowed, but we may not be able to drag you in. I don't know if y'all have gas to hang with us for the amount of time it takes to deal with this.
About 2.1, so I got probably about 15 minutes.
Copy.
They requested a clean and dry check, or a boom check.
Copy.
I know Tom's capable, but let us know if you need a hand.
Yeah, I'm at the checklist. We're going to increase airspeed and try to stow it.
Roger. We'll be listening.
Copy.
The boom appears stowed. It looks like the knob is in that latch. Doesn't look anything out of the ordinary.
Okay, we're accelerating to 320 knots per checklist.
Okay.
Greater than 300, but I've selected 320. Coming right to the water. I'm running all stow. Sloan. And Chase, we're going to do the boom all stow procedure, so we're going to start slowing down a little bit.
Roger.
The boom did not stow for that procedure. Okay. Slowing to 230. Speed brakes. We're going 1182 would be approach.
Copy.
8,000 is our clearance altitude.
Copy.
Sweet. All right, Chase, I got the boom stowed using all boom stow.
Excellent.
Okay, speed back up to 250.
And I'm above my joker, so I'm good to go to do and follow you into clean field, and then I'll go single ship back to Boeing.
Copy. What kind of coordination do you want for clearance? It's on approach. We can just say that we'll do the approach, you'll follow us, drop us off, and then come back to radar.
Yep, that'd be great. Back out to radar. If you could pick up the ATIS at Boeing Field from there as well.
We'll come.